The economy of the Philippines is moving in the right direction. New data show third quarter growth in the Southeast Asian country at 6.5%. Still, 3,500 people continue to leave the Philippines every day in search of better paying jobs overseas. Not all of them find what they're looking for, though. Some return home before they were expecting to. Their reasons range from not being paid to having an abusive employer. Simone Orendine has details.
The hallways of the office in Manila that deals with overseas workers are generally packed. On this day, about 5 dozen men cluster in small groups, affidavit forms in hand. They're submitting official complaints against their former employer, a metal fabricator in Dubai, which they say stopped paying them as it was going under. 33-year-old Armel Adolfo was a machine operator on his third stint abroad.
My problem is, I'm a little embarrassed to say this, but if you go to my house now, when you look at our shelves, you won't see much food. And I think to myself, how am I going to handle this?
Adolfo says he can make twice as much money each month working overseas, but the potential financial reward comes with a risk. He explains that Filipinos heading overseas to work generally get into debt before they even leave home. That's because recruiters charge a fee. The typical amount is a month's salary. People here often have to take out loans to pay the fee and to have some money left over for daily expenses. And then there's the fact that companies often charge workers for the cost of bringing them over. Sometimes employers will take up to half a month's pay. Problems overseas aren't just monetary. There are many cases of physical abuse as well. The Philippine government has banned its citizens from working in Lebanon because there were so many reported cases there. The new president, Benigno Aquino, has ramped up efforts to repatriate distressed workers since he took office in July. Nikon Famaronag is spokesman for the Department of Labor and Employment.
The policy direction of the administration is that the Filipino workers who are going out should be looking to the day when working abroad is just an option for them. But for that to happen, we should attend to our economy first.
So the Labor Department is taking the first steps in the president's 22-point plan to bring better-paying jobs to the country. The government strategy starts with the Filipinos returning from overseas. In many cases, they return with cash in hand. Famaronag calls these people OFWs, Overseas Filipino Workers.
We're teaching OFWs who have come home for good how to invest their money, how to do accounting, how to do small business, and then how to use their skills, because we know for a fact that while abroad, they have learned a lot of skills.
The administration is hoping this will lead to jobs that pay just as well as overseas work. About 4 million people, or close to 5% of the population, work abroad. Around 40% of them are skilled laborers, and another 40% are service workers, including household help. The rest are professionals and administrators. More than two-thirds of them work in the Middle East. According to the World Bank, remittances from Filipinos working overseas make up more than 10% of the GDP. One economist says economic growth would be impossible without remittances. Famaronag says the government knows it can't prevent people from leaving to find better work, but it can prevent exploitation.
What we're saying is that while you are there, you are well protected, but if you want to go home, please go home, because we will be looking for a job for you.
But until the local job market gets up to speed, Armel Adolfo and others like him will look for the next job opportunity overseas just as soon as they can come up with the money to leave, and regardless of the perils they might face. For The World, I'm Simone Orendine in Manila.